Okay, so, people are ready. Extra mats if you want to lay down. Okay. Comfortable, whatever posture you want to be in. Laying down is good. Chances are good. We're going to pass away that way. It's after lunch, so if you fall asleep, don't worry about it.
It's okay to die in your sleep.
Yeah. Get settled, just take a few relaxing breaths. Sink into your mats or your chair. And when we think about the body passing away, one of the first things we don't need anymore for surviving is our skeletal muscles. So we take a few deep breaths and really relax our skeletal muscles. Relax your face. Maybe feel the top of your head and try to relax any tension there. And your neck. Relaxing your shoulders, your upper arms, and your lower arms, and your hands. Relaxing your back, and the muscles in your torso and your abdomen. Letting them soften. Relaxing your pelvis and your buttocks. And your thighs and lower legs and feet. Noticing any pain or discomfort and just trying to relax around it. And just allowing the feelings to be there without trying to change them or push them away. Just allowing and relaxing and softening around them. And the next thing that may shut down as we die is our digestive systems. And so maybe taking one last swallow for now. And it being pretty soon after lunch, maybe you can feel some movement in your digestive system right now. Some kind of rumbling or maybe a little bit of tightness or discomfort. Just trying to relax and let go of any tension there without trying to control it. Just allowing your body to do whatever it needs to do. noticing if there's maybe a pleasant feeling from being full and digesting well. And just feeling that and not clinging to it. And just letting it pass. Allowing the digestive system to slow down and come to a state of peace. And the next thing that may be slowing down is your heart. And see if you can feel your heartbeat in your chest, or if that's kind of hard, maybe going ahead and feeling for your pulse on your wrist, just to make it as real as you can right now. Really try to get in touch with the feeling of your heartbeat. Just kind of noticing what that beat is doing. Maybe you know you have some issues, maybe it skips beats or there's some kind of irregularity, but just noticing that and being at peace with it. And because nothing's really wrong, the body's just doing what bodies do. It's okay to just let your heart slow down and come to peace. Maybe it slows down so much that you can't really notice it anymore, even on your wrist. And gradually slowing until it stops. Now maybe turning your attention to your breath and your lungs. And similarly with the heart, just paying attention to what it's doing. Just allowing whatever your breath is doing and being at peace with it. Maybe it's a nice, steady, slow breath. But if maybe you notice it's a little faster or uneven or erratic, that's okay too. Just allowing the body to do whatever it needs to right now. Letting go of trying to control it. Because we know that in the end, none of us really do have control when it comes to the body. The body just does what it does as it shuts down. Maybe the breath slows down so much that by now you're not sure whether or not that has stopped also. And as the body slows down, the mind also slows down. Your sense of sight and smell and taste and touch, and maybe even the sound of my voice, may also disappear. Not as the mind slows. All of the thinking and anxiety and fear or worry and even pleasurable thoughts or ideas or emotions, they also gradually slow down and come to peace. No more craving, no more clinging to anything in this life. Not to sense pleasures, not to the desire for becoming, or the desire for not becoming. Knowing that nothing is permanent. Nothing is truly satisfying. And there is no permanent dividing self. And just being able to let go of everything. No longer identifying with me or mine, no more I. Not identifying with our jobs or our family position or social status, our place in our community. Not identifying with possessions or achievements. Just putting the burden of all these things down. We get to leave all of this behind and do it without clinging to anything in this world or the next. and we gradually come to a place of completely stopping all craving and clinging. And the mind is at peace. And as we slowly come back to our bodies and end our meditation, we can reflect on how helpful our bodies have been, how grateful we are that they've helped us make progress in practice and understanding the Dhamma. And we can repay our bodies by taking good care of them so they can help us continue. Maybe giving them the kindness of a nice stretch, wiggling our wrists and our ankles a little maybe. Kind of gradually coming back.